right, and you want to get the hair out of your eyes, you might use a comb or you might use a
a brush.
Right. Okay, you want to sharpen your straight razor. You sharpen it on a razor
strap.
And you go hunting with a rifle, you better take some
ammunition,
which would be not shells, but shells go with a shotgun.
Oh, cartridges?
And the child has some homemade toys. One of them, they get on the board and they go up.
Titter-totter?
And another one, they put the board on something that goes around and around like that.
Oh, merry-go-round.
Do you ever use the term juggling board? Is that a toy that means anything?
No.
Ring any bells?
No.
Okay, I don't know what it is either. I didn't want to ask for it.
Mm-hmm.
You carry coal in a thing called a...
coal bucket? Some of them used to call it a hod.
Did you ever call it that?
Oh, I don't think so. I've heard the expression.
You have some dirt in the front, you want to take it to the back, you take it in a...
wheelbarrow.
These
are, and they're listening to me.
Oh, goodness. What was that, a wheel? What did you say?
Wheelbarrow.
Wheelbarrow, okay. And you want to sharpen your knife, you might sharpen it on a...
whetstone.
Sharpen your axe on
a grindstone.
And if your axle is squeaking, you say, I guess I'd better do what to it?
Better grease it. But I guess you mean the wheel instead of the axle, don't you? Be the wheel on the axle.
Okay. Alright, we better grease the wheel. Alright,
well, it is the axle you'd grease, that's right. Yeah.
I don't know. If you get that stuff on your hands, you say, my hands are kind of...
greasy. I might say gooey.
And stuff that the car will burn gasoline, or it might, and it also needs some, what, every 1,000, 2,000 miles,
you
have something changed.
Oil.
And stuff they used to burn in the lamps before they had electricity.
Well, that was kerosene, but we call it coal oil.
Okay. And until recently, the tires on an automobile had an inner
tube. An inner tube.
And you want to go fishing, you better not go in a canoe, you better go in a...
rowboat.
And the term they use to get the boat off the land into the water, you say, I'm going to have to...
launch?
And, if I'd hand you some pencils and ask for them back, you'd say... okay, you Indian giver, you. Here
you are.
Using the word pencil.
Here's your old pencil. Not what I tell you.
What I asked for. Here's your old pencil. They were new pencils. Okay. You pick up a grandchild or somebody, a baby, and start playing with a little bit, and the mother gets worried, and you say, don't worry, I'm going to hurt him.
I won't hurt him.
Mrs. would you ever say I ain't going to? Would you ever say I ain't going to hurt him?
Ain't going to hurt him? Did I say that?
Yeah.
You're doubling up on me here.
I get the answer one way or the other.